Nancy Drew in The Mystery of the Ghostwriter's Cruise.
You've been threatening to retire for some time now. What finally decided you to do it?
It wasn't a new twist anyway.
Are you telling your millions of readers from all over the world there will never be another Robert McCall, Inspector LeGrand, or Max Trapper book?
Well, you're obviously not one of the millions, or you'd know that I killed off Trapper in Sunstroke, that LeGrand retired after the mystery of the spider's web, and that McCall's getting much too old to live on the beach and rescue strays.
I thought you said you were only going for a week.
We are.
Yeah, well, you got enough carry-on stuff alone to sink this ship.
I'd like to ask you one last thing. Is this cruise really for a rest or to map out one last novel? A definitive work to crown a distinguished career?
All my work is definitive. You see, a novel reflects the conscious and subconscious fears and motivations of the author, sometimes to his surprise and realization.
Is it true that you dictate into three machines, have five or six novels going at once, and employ nine secretaries?
The secretaries grew less as I grew older. Lately, I've relied more on my niece, Kathy, to organize my thoughts.
That's not an easy task at the best of times.
I think that's as much of an old man as a public will stomach. If you'll excuse me, please. Well,
hi.
I see you made it.
Kathy,
yeah,
good to see you. I'm Nancy. George, good
have
to see
nice
you.
Have a nice trip, John.
Shall do.
And take care of the girls.
I'll certainly do that.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Drew. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Nance.
Bye, Ned.
Be careful, Nancy.
I always am.
Well, then why are you always in some sort of danger?
Just lucky, I guess.
See you later, George.
Bye-bye, Ned.
We'd better check in with the purser.
You know, something doesn't strike me right. I'm worried about Nancy on this trip.
Will you stop worrying, Ned? They're gonna have a wonderful time.
Captain of the ship. I'd like to welcome you all aboard.
Thank you.
And may I say, sir, it's a privilege to have you as our passengers.
Why, thank you, thank you. This is my niece, Kathy.
Nice to meet you.
Nancy Drew. George Fane.
Delighted. Are your accommodations satisfactory?
Haven't seen them yet.
My first mate will show you to your cabin. And perhaps you would do me the honor of sharing my table at dinner this evening.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Come this way, please.
Is in the main lounge. Mrs. Ferguson, your husband is in the main lounge.
Oh, Mr. Adams, yes. Miss Adams, am I right?
Yes. How do you do?
Oh, I am right. Yeah. Oh, this is terrific. Celebrities always brighten up a cruise. I'm Tompkins, the entertainment director. I'm sure you'll want to have a full list of all the swell activities and sports we have lined up for you. Games, raffles, the shuffleboard tournament begins at 3. You won't want to miss that. Then there's volleyball in the morning at 7 sharp. And, of course, there's the popularity...
I thought I joined this cruise to get a rest.
Well, you have to join the fun, Mr. Adams. There's no point in going on a cruise if you're just going to relax. Now, you're...
Nancy Drew. This is George. Hello.
Oh, George. My name is George.
It's nice to know we have so much in common.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. You have a certain quality about you. There's a hidden depth.
I do?
Oh, absolutely. That personality just shines through.
What are you talking about?
Miss Rivers. Throws darts like a champ. Now, the events will all be announced tonight over dinner in the lounge, so see you then. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye, George.
Will the purser report to the first mate on sea deck?
Well, looks like you've already scored a big success.
Will the purser report to the first
Very
mate
funny.
On sea deck?
Mr. Adams, there are your quarters. I hope you will be comfortable.
Thank you.
Mr. Adams?
That's right.
My name's Peter Howard. I represent a magazine syndicate in Australia and England. We're rather eager to be first in line for your autobiography.
Who said I was writing one?
Well, let's see. Your publisher, your manager, your agent, and I talked to the deli owner who delivers your lunches. He told me you'd already started on it. I consider him to be the most reliable source.
If I do write one, it'll be in my head where no one can get at it.
Mr. Adams... An autobiography of the greatest mystery writer of all time is worth copying itself, but you've led, shall we say, a very colorful life. I understand your stories were always based on the skeletons in some very real closets, right?
What's the name of the syndication you represent, Mr. Howard?
Oh, magazines, journals. It's a $1 million deal. All I'm asking for is notes.
I'm not giving any more interviews.
Well, I assure you, all the information will be...
To anyone. Proper. End of sentence, Mr. Howard.
It's a long cruise, Mr. Adams. I can be very persistent.
And I can be very rude. It's a personality trait I carefully acquired over the years.
Well, in that case... I'll see you at dinner.
Take a look around the ship.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Nancy, you want to come?
I'll catch up with you.
Okay, see you around.
See you later, Nancy.
Oh, this is neat.
What are you looking at?
Your scrapbook.
Scrapbook? I don't keep a scrapbook.
Where'd it come from? Castling to protect King, two moves to checkmate. This will be your last cruise, Mr. Adams. You're going to die.
Let me see that. These are pictures and stories that go back a long time. I don't even remember some of them. Someone's been following my career very closely.
What could it mean?
Well, I've often used chess terms as veiled threats in many of my stories.
Have you made any enemies who'd want to harm you?
Well, one doesn't go through life like a battering ram without bruising some bystanders along the way. I have enemies, but this is obviously the work of a crank. Doesn't mean a thing.
Maybe it would, to Inspector LeGrand or Max Trapper.
I often take a nap in the late morning. You know, the body begins to betray the intellect. Did you know that the brain is the last organ to die? The final bastion of the soul.
I'll wake you before dinner.
Would you leave one light on, please? I don't like to wake up in total darkness.
I
Nancy, you sure you're all right?
Yes.
Oh, you're still awfully pale.
My first mate told me what happened. I'm terribly sorry, Miss Drew.
I'm fine, really.
I don't understand. We've never had trouble with these lamps before.
Well, it could have been a loose wire. My hands might have been damp. I've had shocks before.
Not like this you haven't.
All right, what is it?
Look at this mess, sir.
See, the problem's right here.
The lamp wiring has been bypassed and connected directly to a magnesium and...
black powder charge.
That's right. That's exactly right. How do both of you know that?
I'm not sure.
It's lucky you're young and strong.
Suppose it had been me with my heart.
May I offer my sincere apologies? And please don't hesitate to see the ship's doctor again if you're still feeling badly.
Thank you.
Yeah, just like out of one of your novels. I'm a big fan of yours, Mr. Adams. You got them all in the library. Matter of fact, I don't think there's a mystery printed I haven't read.
You must be quite an authority. I may have to consult with you on this cruise.
Anything I can do to help. There you go.
Are all of you saying that someone deliberately tampered with the wires in that lamp?
It's a possibility. One way or another, you saved my life, Nancy.
We're both very lucky. Why don't you get your rest now? I'll see you at dinner.
Where did this come from?
A fan.
Now look, don't you think I'm entitled to know what's going on?
Someone has returned to haunt me.
Nancy, if you don't stop doing that, I'm really going to get seasick.
First the scrapbook, then the lamp wired like that.
A coincidence.
Coincidence. It's the accidental and remarkable occurrence of events or ideas at the same time, suggesting but lacking a casual relationship.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
The coincidence is too great, George.
You really think someone's trying to kill Mr. Adams?
Or frighten him to death? He does have a weak heart, you know.
Why?
That's what we've got to find out.
We? You certainly are liberal with your plurals. What would be the motive? We have anything to gain from his death.
Who would inherit his estate?
Kathy? Nancy, you're not saying that she did.
I'm not saying anything yet.
Shoot straight from the hip.
How do I look?
Oh, knock him dead, George.
You've been reading too many John Adams novels.
Well, let's go. I'm not quite ready yet. I'll meet you there.
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I'll see you there.
Okay.
Take a look, sir.
It's not too good.
Not too good. I would say that's an understatement. Anything nearest our radar?
Just a few fishing boats.
John.
Sir.
Call the radio room. Have them connect all the maydays and the alerts to the bridge.
Hi, sir.
This kind of fog could be a killer.
Hi.
Hello. My apologies for being late. We've hit some pretty dense fog. May run into a little rough weather, but there's nothing to worry about.
You can let me worry. I don't even like a deep tub.
Miss Drew, would you sit over here, please?
Captain Powers, would it be possible for me to take a look at your passenger list?
I'm sorry, Miss Drew, but that information is classified.
But, Captain...
I think your fears are groundless, Nancy. No one wired that lamp deliberately. You and I see mysteries in the most prosaic of circumstances. We can't help ourselves.
Is this your first cruise, Mr. Adams?
No, I've taken this.
Yes, I had to twist his arm to carry toast. Butter. Say your toast.
Good evening, Captain.
Good evening, Tompkins.
I have the announcements ready. The contestants are here. And shall I start the get-acquainted dance right after cocktails?
That'll be fine.
Very good. Good evening, George.
Hi, George.
I've reserved my first dance with you.
Wonderful.
You dance beautifully.
Thank you.
How well do you know Mr. Adams?
Well, I've known his niece Kathy for a long time. I'm not a stepping stone to him, Mr. Howard.
Oh, I'll get what I'm after. Don't worry your pretty little head about that.
What's your game plan?
Intimidation. Gently, of course.
Starting first with me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
You feeling any better now?
Yeah. Tell me, could there be a stowaway on this ship?
No way. This ship has the tightest security of any in the fleet.
You don't have to stay here with me, Kathy.
Oh, I enjoy it. I haven't seen you this relaxed in years.
Kathy?
Yes?
You won't remember me. My name is Adrienne. My brother dated you in school. Tom Villers? I think we did meet a couple of times.
Ouch!
Was that your foot?
It's okay, George. I've got another one I could use.
Later, okay? Later. I think you wanted to cut in on us, you know?
Me too. Are you here with someone?
No, I'm on my own.
Oh, well then please, join us.
Thank you, that's very kind.
This is my Uncle John Adams.
I know who you are, sir. It's an honor.
Why, thank you.
Well, everybody seems to be enjoying themselves.
You know, George, you're really very attractive.
So are you, George, in your own way.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to pick contestants for the title Miss Regency Line. That's our own popularity contest. And we have our first contestant right here with me, Miss George Fane. Let's give her a big hand.
Sure. Come on.
To protect King, two moves to Chestnut. This will be your last cruise, Mr. Adams. It's your move now. Only I know the outcome of this game. And you will play it my way. Remember what happened to Trapper and Inspector LeGrand and all of the other good people you've wasted in your life. You'll have to pay for that now. You're going to die.
You all right?
Nancy, can you hear that?
Over here, Mr. Adams.
Let's go.
I'm waiting for you.
He may be luring us into a trap.
You're getting closer. You'll know who I am soon enough. There's no escape.
A tape recorder?
This is just like the one Peter Howard carries.
Well, why would he use that?
Maybe he thought while you were trying to find the voice, he'd sneak up behind you. What are you doing here?
I was looking for my uncle.
Did you hear the tape?
Yes, I heard it.
Whoever did it made a very big mistake.
Come in.
Captain.
Oh, Miss Drew. Mr. Adams, Miss Adams.
I've got evidence now. There are threats against Mr. Adams' life recorded on this cassette. I think that's all the proof you'll need to let me see that passenger list. Listen to this.
Well?
But that's impossible. We all heard it.
That's right.
There were threats and laughter playing on this tape coming out of the fog.
Well, could somebody have erased it?
Not before we got here. I heard laughter on it just before I picked the tape up.
Well, there's nothing there now. And perhaps there was nothing there to begin with. Now, come on, is this some kind of a joke?
This is no joke, Captain. Sorry to have troubled you. Come on, girls.
No sense. How could that tape have been erased?
And why use a recorder in the first place? If not to lure someone to an attack.
We can't be sure it was Howard's cassette. All those tape recorders look alike.
It's from your book. The first one that featured Inspector LeGrand. It took place aboard a cruise ship. The hero, a journalist, received threatening notes in the form of chess moves.
That's right. And he was nearly electrocuted by a lamp at the end of chapter 6.
The fog, the tape recorder, erased when played back. I don't remember what happens in the next chapter.
Neither do I. Kathy, you know them all by heart.
I'm sorry, I don't remember that one.
Do you remember the title of the book?
No.
The Mystery of the Ghostwriter's Cruise.
Mysteries. Sunstroke, Carol, The Spider's Web, Mystery of the Haunted Cruise, Martin Carroll. Adams, Singing Serpent, Midnight Messenger. It's the only one that isn't there.
sorry if I frightened you.
I didn't even hear you.
It's a little dangerous to be walking around alone this late at night. I heard the captain say that you believe that the lamp was wired deliberately.
Yes, I do.
Who would do a thing like that?
I'm not sure.
If there's anything I can do to help, anything at all. Listen, you be careful. If there is some nut running around this ship.
I'll be careful. Good night.
Good night.
The shuffleboard tournament will begin after lunch. Please check with Mr. Tompkins. The shuffleboard tournament will begin after lunch. Please check with Mr. Tompkins.
Check.
You play chess very well.
So do you.
I'm supposed to.
I don't know anyone that can beat him.
Hey, down there! Has anybody seen George?
She disappeared with George Tompkins about 2 hours ago.
Wonder what she's up to.
Good afternoon, Mr. Adams. Miss Adams.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Nancy. You haven't had any more shocks lately.
Oh, I'm trying to keep them down to a minimum. It's not easy on this ship.
Purser, to the bridge. Purser, to the bridge.
It's your move.
Check and mate.
There may be a way you could help me after all. You said you were a fan of Mr. Adams.
Read every one of his books.
Do you have Mystery of the Ghost Rider's Cruise?
Sure do.
Could I borrow it?
Just as soon as I'm finished with this.
Thanks. I knew I'd seen that book jacket before. The storyline of John Adams' hugely best-selling novel, Mystery of the Ghost Rider's Cruise, has been contested by Martin Carroll, a young playwright who claims that he and Adams had written the plot together.
Martin Carroll? That's over 30 years ago. Well, he was a very talented young playwright, but he was erratic, even paranoid. I had to write the book without him.
He became very bitter, especially after he lost the suit.
How old would he be now?
Oh, 50.
Could you recognize him?
I don't think so.
I think we found our mysterious passenger, and he doesn't represent a magazine syndication. Hi, Dad. How are you?
Nancy. How you enjoying the trip?
Well, it's certainly been the trip of a lifetime. Dad, listen, I can't explain it all now, but I want you to find out everything you can about a man named Martin Carroll.
Okay, just a minute. Martin Carroll.
He was involved in a lawsuit with John Adams. His lawyers were Wayland and Greer. It was back in 1947.
Wayland and Greer. Okay.
I want you to find out where he is now.
I'll get right on it. What's it all about?
I'll explain later, but I have reason to believe that Carroll's on the boat using the alias Peter Howard.
Okay, well, I'll get back to you as soon as I find anything out. Now, be careful, Nancy.
I will. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Nancy's in trouble.
That's what we're going to find out.
Come on, I can't stand it anymore. What happens?
They land at the first island. That's when our would-be killer makes his final attempt on the hero.
Well, then we've got nothing to worry about till we hit land. Come in.
Miss Drew, your father sent this cablegram to you. He told the operator he was going to fly out and meet you on the island.
Thank you. Martin Carroll died 6 months ago. In a sanitarium. I'm gonna see Mr. Adams. Hey, Adam's room.
Someone?
Coming out of Adam's stateroom.
Hey, nobody passed me. Maybe you just thought you saw someone.
Thanks.
This is Regency, 20 degrees off your starboard bow. Identify yourself. Over.
That's too big for a ship.
Then what is it? It can't be an iceberg. Not in these waters.
Tell me, before the radio went off, did you hear any reports of an explosion or an earthquake, anything like that?
Nothing like that, sir.
Five 5,000 yards in closing, sir.
What is that cone house, Captain?
I've seen that before. On my first ship when I was a cadet. A solid mass just like that, building up higher and higher and coming right at us. It's a tidal wave. I'd say it's about 40 feet higher and it's going to smash right over us. Start fastening everything down and spread the weight among the crew and get the passengers inside off the decks. And I don't want them to know. It'll cause a panic we won't be able to control.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, we have our lovely contestants do something for us.
But George, George.
Now, George, what would you like to sing?
I don't sing.
What do you mean you don't sing? I don't know anybody who doesn't carry a tune.
George!
I didn't know George could sing.
I don't think she knows.
Do you know it doesn't matter anymore?
Knock him dead, George. Just kill him, huh?
You'll be the first.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night. Oh, baby, how you drove me crazy. Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There is no use in me a crying. I've done everything, now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my knives.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The captain anticipates hitting some rough weather. Now, there is absolutely no need to be alarmed, but we would like you to put on your life jackets.
What are they doing?
Now, those of you
some
who
kind
are
of
in
drill?
Cabins on this deck,
looks like it's for real.
Please return to them and put on the jackets that you will find stowed there. The rest of you, please remain in this lounge and we will provide you with jackets. Please don't hesitate to ask any steward or officer who will help you. But please remain inside. No one will be allowed on deck until the storm passes. Thank you.
Not enough time. Now just put this on.
George, leave me in the cabin!
I said there isn't time. Now put it on.
There isn't time for what? You know what's happening, don't you?
Well, it's nothing serious. Nothing to worry about.
Well, nothing to worry about? Look at your face. You've got Titanic written all over it. Tell us what we're facing, please.
I can't.
Oh, George, come on!
It's a tidal wave.
Tidal wave? That's impossible.
It's coming right at us. Now
is
put this on.
Nancy. Well, Nancy!
We're assembling the passengers.
Any panic yet?
I'm afraid it's starting. Where did it come from?
Doesn't matter now, does it?
Captain, you've got to get out of here. That wave could crash this bridge.
I will remain at my post, number one. See that the watertight doors are shut. Will you carry out my instructions? We've only got minutes left.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mayday, mayday, this is Regency. Position, longitude, 75 degrees, 8 minutes west. Latitude, 30 degrees, 15 minutes north.
3,500 yards, I'm closing, sir.
Where did you come from?
1,500 yards, I'm closing, sir. Miss Drew, I told you no one's allowed up on deck.
It's a hoax. You don't understand.
You're the one who doesn't understand, Miss Drew. Seaman, get Miss Drew inside and help her into her life jacket.
Come on, Nancy.
I've got to see the captain.
If I have to insist on saving your life, that's the way it's going to be.
You understand.
Oh. Come on. Ugh.
Mayday, mayday, this is Regency. Position, longitude, 75 degrees, 8 minutes west. Latitude, 35 degrees, 15 minutes north. Repeat.
It's no use. Grab a life jacket and get to one of the cabins.
I won't leave my post, sir.
That's a direct order.
Yes, sir.
You two, out. I said clear the bridge. Never there. Tell the passengers that we've managed to avoid the bad storm we were anticipating, and they can relax now and go back to their evening's entertainment.
Yes, sir.
I told you it was a hoax, Captain.
I want to know what's happening on board this ship. Now, you knew there was no tidal wave. Now, what kind of a hoax or practical joke is going on that can wreck my radio or radar systems?
I don't know. I only know that someone on this ship is trying to force Mr. Adams to relive one of his own novels before killing him.
You know who this person is?
Nancy, what happened?
Don't you know?
I wouldn't be asking if I knew.
There's no tidal wave.
Does that mean the danger's past?
Not for your uncle. I'm sorry about what happened. I know you were trying to save me.
Yeah, well, what did happen? How did you know there was no tidal wave? Hey, what's going on?
I can't tell you why or who or even how it happened. I can only tell you that somebody is trying to make John Adams live through one of his own books before he's killed. I thought it might be a man named Martin Carroll, but I was wrong.
Martin Carroll, the mystery writer?
He was supposed to write a book with Adams, but in the end, Mr. Adams wrote the whole thing himself.
Oh, yeah, I remember the case. But Carroll did write one mystery. It was about a cruise ship, too. Matter of fact, it was a ripoff of Adams' novel.
What was it called?
Mystery of the Haunted Cruise.
Oh, thank you very much.
Churned. White blood spilled through the black waves. He realized they would become his grave.
To my wife, Celeste, and my daughter, Adrian.
There's something really romantic about being out at sea.
Yeah, a cruise does something to people. Never been able to understand it, but you can look at that sea from the dock, wouldn't think twice about it. Look at it from the deck of a ship on a cruise, and it's suddenly very romantic.
That's what I like about you, George. You're all heart.
Thank you.
Have you seen Mr. Adams?
Homie's taking a walk on the bow with Adrian.
She's the one who's been doing all this. Get the captain down there right away.
Doing what?
Come on, George.
What's going on, George?
You killed my father.
Your father? I haven't seen him in 30 years.
He was a broken man, Mr. Adams, in health and spirit. I've lived under your shadow for years. Your name was all I ever heard in our house. My father was obsessed with you. You robbed him of the success that might have changed his life.
And you wanted me to relive the events of that book?
That's right. Everything the way it was. Except the ending. That will be the way it was in my father's book.
But the man was thrown overboard. You couldn't possibly do that.
You're an old man. And I'm very strong.
But to kill, could you do that?
Say goodbye, Mr. Adams, to Max Trapper, Robert McCall, Inspector LeGrand. You'll be taking a lot of lives with you.
Here, take her below. And lock her in the cabin for now. I heard the last part of that. It's hard to believe. If you'll excuse me.
I don't think she would have gone through with it.
I'm just glad we'll never know.
So am I. I think you're possibly the best detective I've ever worked with.
In the scrapbook was easy, but I don't see how she could simulate that tidal wave.
Well, it wasn't difficult for a systems engineer like Adrian to alter a radar screen. She erased the tape recording by remote control.
Well, what will happen to her?
That all depends on what charges you press against her.
Perhaps they can give her psychiatric help.
Well, in that case, I won't press charges. Oh, Mr. Howard.
Oh, Mr. Adams, look, the magazines I represent.
We'll talk about that autobiography later.
Yeah, you can count on that. Thanks.
That's where you've been all this time.
You what?
You know, I can't believe it, but I bet it was fixed.
What, jeopardize my career?
I'm sure the decision of the judges was a very easy one to make. And Mr. Adams, I hope the rest of your trip will be a bit more peaceful.
Olivier.
George, you look, that is...
Hiya, George.
Hi. Now, we have just about enough time for once around the deck before we start the tennis tournament, and we still have to line up enough people for the opening night bingo contest. Then, of course, there... Excuse us, ladies. And then I think we'll be playing some more shuffleboard later on in the evening.